Democrat presidential candidate Marianne Williamson pans Democratic National Convention. By Joel B. Polak on August 17, 2020. Marianne Williamson, one of the more than two dozen presidential candidates who contended for the Democratic Party's nomination, panned the Democratic National Convention on Monday evening, tweeting, "I wanted to like it. I really did." Williamson, an author and spiritual guru, ran on a platform of love and was one of the first political figures to call for a Green New Deal, even before Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, introduced her plan in early 2019. She qualified for the first two primary debates and won the hearts of the audience in Detroit, Michigan, winning the non-scientific Drudge Report poll. During her performance, she backed generous reparations for Black Americans and warned that President Donald Trump was a dark psychic force. "If you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country," she said. Williamson ended her campaign in January 2020, before the Iowa caucuses, declaring that love will prevail. She had tweeted earlier Monday evening that she enjoyed the national anthem at the start of the convention, which was sung by children from all of the U.S. states and territories, but seemed unimpressed by the rest of the program. Williamson said last month that the media industrial complex had conspired to make her look like a marginal candidate. She also resented the way she was treated by the party, after she failed to reach the fundraising and polling thresholds for later debates. During a later portion of the broadcast, Williamson was not included among the Democratic candidates who were given a chance to speak, nor was Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.